coming up on 12:10 on this Thursday afternoon. Now up to about 19 degrees, partly cloudy skies, a little breezy out there. A bit of a break from the heat wave we've been experiencing. Paul Greif with you on Data Watara. We'll be presenting three more candidates today on Data Watara as we prepare for the July 3rd election. Coming up after this, Sterling Deer, who is running for the position of Grand Chief, and Cody Daibo, who is trying to get in as an elected chief for a second or a first full term, as he won a by-election. But first up is a newbie. Not a newbie to Gatamwagi, obviously, but someone who has, I believe, never run for council before. Arnold Boyer is in the studio with us. First of all, welcome and nice to meet you.
Good afternoon. It's nice to meet you.
Okay, so Arnold, I'm going to give you the microphone to start, and you can tell Gatamwagi and Gatamwagi Rono why you're running for elected official.
I was approached a few weeks before asking me if I was interested in becoming a candidate for council chief, and I thought about it for a couple of weeks, and I said, why not?
Listen, it's new. It's a bit nerve-wracking to come in here in studio and to talk, you know, one-on-one like this, whereas I know you're probably used to talking to people face-to-face, and it's a bit of a different animal at this point. Just tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I've been working for the PSPC, Public Services Government Service, Government Services Canada, for the past 39 years. I currently work as a accessibility auditor in the Office of Accessibility for the Built Environment.
And what does that mean?
It means I go into buildings and inspect them, audit them to see if they're up to standards with the government standards and our accessibility standards.
So they're safe, in other words.
Yes, not safe, but everybody can use these facilities.
Mm-hmm.
People with disabilities could use these facilities. Mobility issues, vision issues, hearing issues. To ensure that all these people can use their facility without any barriers.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I know that was a big issue when we built this building 7 years ago, because the last one, there was no wheelchair accessibility going up the staircases on either side of that building. So why do you want to become an elected official on the MCK?
Well, I have these years of experience, and I have a good head on my shoulders, and I'm a good thinker. I'm an open-minded person. I can listen to people. I respect them. I'm a person with good morals.
Okay, and why do you think you were approached, and can you, I mean, you don't have to name them, but why did people approach you to run at this stage?
I was approached because the person says I had a good head on my shoulders, I'm a good thinker, I have good family values.
So what is it that you see in the MCK that you think or are hoping to affect change on?
Well, I don't want to use the word new because everybody uses a new, but somebody who's there to respect the people, the community, somebody who's could listen to them and not pass judgment on them. Mm-hmm. You know?
Not an easy thing to do.
Not an easy thing to do. I was asked, why do you want to become a target? I don't really know, but it'll be a challenge. Through my 39 years of working for PSPC, I've been accepting challenges. I've been initiating challenges. I know I'm not a person to sit still, idle, to not do anything. I ask for work assignments out of my realm.
Right. Beyond the job description is what you're saying, going the extra mile. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay. So I imagine, you know, doing a job where you're auditing accessibility to buildings, and you have to tell a building owner, no, this isn't up to code. Please correct me if I'm wrong. There's going to be a dispute at that point. right? And so you, is that what you feel you're bringing to this, that you're able to handle?
Resolution dispute? Well, with the landlord, it always ends up with costing us more in rent. They pay the costs for these renovations are passed on to the user.
Right.
Another issue with accessibility, it also is an inclusion for, like, you know, for the washrooms. It has to be accessible for all people, which brings in question, like, the gender neutral washrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a need for that in this community, where a place where people can go relieve themselves without being criticized or policed or whatever.
Or made to feel different.
Yes.
Okay. I'm guessing washrooms is only a very small part of some of the ideas that you might have for council, some of the concrete stuff that...
Yes, every public building in Gunawaga should be accessible to all. You know, a person in a wheelchair should be able to go up to see the Grand Chief upstairs in his office and not for the Grand Chief to come down into a waiting area. I understand that there's no actual elevator to the top floor. It's just a chairlift from the from the lobby up to the second level.
Where does the money come from to pay for something like that, to retrofit an old building like the MCK?
There's funding available through the Accessibility Act of Canada.
Okay. So what are some of the things in your community that you would like to see changed if you were to get on to council?
If I was to get on council, I would like to see the continuance of the seniory land claim. This was
it's an issue that's been brewing for a very long time, no doubt about that.
Yes, my late father-in-law, Stuart Phillips, had a great input in this project, and I wanted to see in his spirit, you know, continuation and to completion.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of the questions I'm asking, especially of the new candidates, is if you're not selected on July 3rd, what is it that you plan on continuing to do for your community, regardless of you know, you not getting in, let's say?
I'll be there for anybody, for any organization that needs accessibility.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that they have questions about that. Okay. What are some of the causes maybe that you've volunteered for in Gotemwage that extend beyond that over the last however many years?
Well, I'm currently on the Peacekeepers Ethics Committee. I'm a committee member there on the new committee.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on the ABC board for two terms in the past, so I'm community orientated.
See, that's important for you to mention this stuff. That, you know, you do have experience in helping run some key organizations in Gotemwage.
Yes.
What have those experiences been like for you?
Well, the ethics committee just started out. We just had a few meetings because it's new. But to be on a board with other people, we share our comments respectfully. We respect ourselves, respect them.
And talking about those ideas when you're there, are you already putting forth ideas of how things can work or work more efficiently?
I'm there for the betterment of our community. Can you repeat the following?
Well, I mean, some of the ideas, you know, maybe that would help the peacekeepers, you know, better serve the community. I mean, nothing's perfect. A lot of people will say the peacekeepers do a great job, but no organization is perfect. And that's what, you know, committees are there for, boards are there for other committees. I forgot to tell you to turn your phone off. That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Well, with the peacekeepers, ethic boards, we hear complaints against the peacekeepers, mm-hmm. but we haven't gotten into that situation yet.
Okay.
We're just a, the beginning phase of the committee.
All right. Let me ask you this one. How do you believe that elected councillors should be held accountable to the community? Do you have any, you know, examples? And maybe you're not necessarily talking about what your experience might be, but, you know, something that you've seen that has bothered you, maybe that you've seen through previous councils.
The lack of information. You know, there's no information out there. I was looking on their website, but it's not up to date on the website. It's, you know, you want to ask a question or you want information. Nobody's available to answer it. It should be on the website.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be, shouldn't go run around for it.
So that would be a suggestion just to make to sort of the executive director to improve the website?
It's one of the, well, one area that could be updated. And more one-on-one with the community. More, you know, you don't hide from them. You greet them and discuss what's planned for in the future of the community.
Mm-hmm. Arnold, we've got about 4 or 5 minutes left. I know you brought in a bunch of notes. Is there some stuff that you would like to address that, that we haven't covered yet?
Yes, I heard there's a housing problem.
That was my next question.
I don't know the facts of this, but, you know, the, I heard there's X amount of dollars in reserve. But I'm sure the reserve is being used for the new sixplex in the new development area. If there's more money available, more units should be built for the housing shortage. There's also a need for emergency housing, shelters. Like if the fire a few weeks ago, if that person would have lost their house, well, one did, but it was mm-hmm. abandoned, a place for them to go temporarily where their, while their house is being rebuilt.
Well, I mean, the house next door also suffered significant damage, you know, making it unlivable for quite a little while as well as renovations are taking place. But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing is that, and we even have a case right here of someone who can't find a place to live in the community with their young growing family and are having to go and live on the outside and spend this extra money. So, I mean, how do you kickstart getting more housing and doing it relatively quickly?
With this pandemic, the prices of lumber and building materials have skyrocketed. So I don't know the cost for this new sixplex, but if it was built maybe last year or the year before, it would have been half the price. Maybe more units could have been built for such situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's millions of dollars sitting in that fund. Unfortunately, there's been the whole issue, the housing department crisis at the MCK with alleged theft. And, you know, that's created a problem. You know, if you're elected, do you see yourself sort of going in there and trying to go through each department or at least your file with a fine-tooth comb?
Yes. Well, you got to get to the bottom. I'll get to the bottom and get these questions answered if there was misuse of funds or mm-hmm. missing funds. But the a new director of housing should be responsible for that.
Yeah, well, they have to actually name someone at this point because they don't have one right now. What other things do you have in your notes?
What other things? Well, I told you about myself. I'm happily married to Anne Marie Phillips Boyer. I have two daughters, Carla and Kara. Kara's married to Merrick Ross. Merrick is Ojibwe from the Saugeen First Nation in Manitoba, mm-hmm. which is also the home of Phil Fontaine.
Right.
And my parents are Ronald Boyer and Sheila Paul. My wife's parents are the late Stuart Phillips and Alice Montour.
Okay. It's a tall task to run for the first time. How are you feeling about this?
I'm nervous, as you can hear. But I have to, if I want to do this, I have to get used to this speaking more freely.
What's your feeling on, so, you know, you said you're on the ABC board or have been in the past. What's your feeling on creating a tobacco law?
Well, laws are created to protect our people. Like with the gaming law.
Mm-hmm.
It's here to protect the gaming people, gaming.
Yeah, it's the 25th anniversary of the law today.
Yeah, it's here to protect businesses like Magic Palace. It's here to protect the Playground Poker.
Mm-hmm.
It's our laws for our people, for our protection. So with this tobacco law, it should be for our people, for our protection from outside sources, outside governments. We protect our own.
Mm-hmm. All right, Arnold, any last words? We're running out of time.
Well, if you have confidence in myself, like my nominee, and you did, vote for me.
All right. Arnold, best of luck, Niawa, for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Very, very much appreciated. Arnold Blair joining us, one of the candidates for elected official on the Mohawk Council of Gatawage July 3rd election. Coming up next is a candidate for Grand Chief. Sterling Deer will join us on Ditto Atara.